Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The piping plover is a small shorebird that breeds in North America in only three geographic regions: the Atlantic coast, the northern Great Plains, and the Great Lakes. Its decline in population over the years has many researchers and scientists concerned, including those in Indiana. The piping plover gets its name from its plaintive bell-like whistles, which are often heard before the bird is even visible. It lives the majority of its life on open, sandy beaches or high rocky shores, away from the water and other disturbances. Mating pairs form in late March. The male digs out several nests, known as scrapes, along the high shore. The female chooses the best scrape and decorates it with shells and debris as camouflage. In recent decades, the piping plover populations have drastically declined, especially in the Great Lakes region, where shoreline development and recreation have replaced important breeding habitats. The Great Lakes population is tiny, with only 50 pairs found in a recent survey. This is cause for concern, as this population forms the genetic bridge between the eastern and western populations. Efforts are underway to bolster the Great Lakes population by protecting key nesting sites. In Indiana, newly restored wetlands are serving as important stopover sites for the piping plover as it makes its way from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about efforts to bolster the population of the small piping plover is available at nature.org/Indiana.